I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. All this week, people are remembering and talking about the events of September 11th, 2001. That includes teachers and their students. For many teachers, talking about 9/11 in the classroom is an evolving process. It used to be that students would come to class with their own memories of that day, but that's starting to change. The World's Jason Margolis recently visited two high school classrooms in the San Francisco Bay Area, some 3,000 miles away from the site of the attacks.
Were you all dialed in when the planes hit the towers and it was all happening? Were you, as 7-year-olds, watching it on the news?
My parents were.
The juniors and seniors in this class at Crystal Springs Uplands High School in the town of Hillsboro were just 5, 6, and 7 years old when the planes hit the Twin Towers. History teacher Kent Holubar let me sit in on his Western Religions elective course. Holubar opened the discussion by posing this question. Would September 11th have been different if the American population was more fluent in world religions?
Well, I don't think that religious literacy would have prevented 9/11. I think it would have definitely made an impact in the aftermath
of
it. Like, for example, maybe people would not have gotten so carried away with the whole patriotism thing. And
doesn't the public have a certain right to the hysteria that follows a disaster that was as awful as 9/11, doesn't that improve safety, the safety of the people? I mean, before the Oklahoma City...
It's one thing to be hysterical about, like, security on airplanes. It's another thing to have incidences like what happened in, was it Arizona, where the Sikh man got killed because they thought he was Muslim. And that's horrible for a number of reasons. I mean, first off...
The discussion was lively, but tempers never flared. In fact, the students approached the topic with a certain emotional distance.
There is less of a visceral response among these students than perhaps was the case.
2002.
Holubar says in 2002, his students had a much hotter debate over the nature of Islam. Holubar says he thinks today's students are different because their memories from that day are so hazy.
It's a great example of this transition that we're making from what lived experience to learned experience to our lived memories versus our learned memories. The thing that I'm so interested in is just what is it that's shaping their historical consciousness? How do they know what they know?
That's a question. How do you know what you know? That history teacher Steve Coleman asked his sophomores at Terra Linda High School in San Rafael. Coleman brought up the topic of the killing of Osama bin Laden in May.
How many of you first heard or learned about that from seeing something about it on Facebook? Raise your hand if you first learned about it on Facebook. It looks like about 3/4 of you.
These students were 4 and 5 years old on September 11th, 2001. About half of them said they have no memory of that day. Coleman asked them what they've come to learn about 9/11, Al-Qaeda, and Osama bin Laden.
I know he was part of 9/11, but I really didn't know about him. And I just remember people being happy that he's dead, but I didn't know what he was about.
I just knew he was a terrorist, and he would send videos to the U.S. with, like, threatening messages.
Okay.
The first time I actually heard Osama's name was during the presidential election thing going on in 2008. And I remember on the news, the host was saying how was, like, giving an introduction to Obama, and he cracked a joke saying the only bad thing is his name rhymes with Osama. I'm like, wait, who's Osama?
In years past, Coleman simply commemorated the events of September 11th in his classroom. He didn't have to explain too many details. He says his students guided the discussion. But those days are pretty well gone.
One other thing, I was kind of unclear. Right after the attack, did we go to war right away, or were we at war?
We were not at war. And
for high school history teachers, discussing an ongoing war as part of a history class could get tricky. For example, one student asked Coleman a short question. Who's winning in Afghanistan?
That's a good question. That's up for a lot of debate. A lot of experts are debating the very question of who's winning in Afghanistan.
In another year or two, Coleman and other history teachers will have to change their approach to teaching 9/11 again. This is perhaps Coleman's last batch of students who have at least some memories from that day. Very soon, none of them will. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.